Welcome to the Great Awakening Ministry. I am Minister and Yogini Joanne Lee. And on this week's episode 3 of the 9 Freedoms from Limitation to Liberation with the wonderful Noemi Bates from the Aetherius Society, we discuss interplanetary Saturnian and solar existence. Noemi Bates has been a dedicated practitioner of King Yoga for over 25 years, leading workshops and King Yoga experience events at the Aetherius Temple in London, as well as regular practice sessions with the Awakening Through King Yoga International online community. She's a firm believer in the transformational power of mystic yoga breathing, mantra chanting, spiritual healing, prayer, and the practice of positive visualization and affirmation. In this week's episode 3, journey beyond Earth and explore the extraordinary path of the soul through the spiritual hierarchy of our multidimensional solar system. In this episode, we uncover how ascended masters enter higher worlds, not through physical birth as we know it on Earth, but through sacred initiation, emerging as fully formed adults through the planetary logos. Discover civilizations millions of years ahead of us, where science and spirituality are one. Bodies regenerate at will, thought directs spacecraft, and life is lived in eternal service. From Mars to Venus, Saturn and the Sun, we trace the future destiny of every soul and the cosmic beings guiding humanity towards awakening. Additionally, Noemi guides us in a meditation on the Sun and the luminous Sun Lords.
Hello, lovely Joanne.
Hello, Noemi, and welcome again. You're looking so beautiful today.
You too.
Welcome back to the Great Awakening Show.
Thank you very much. Great to be back here, as always. I'm looking forward to, in a way, it's a sad that our journey ends with regards to the 9 freedoms. But yeah, we've got 3 beautiful freedoms to cover today.
Wonderful. And what an astonishing book and an astonishing episodes that we've had. It's covered a lot, but this one, just reading everything, it's phenomenal. Mm. And please, let's go back a little bit before we go into the last of the 3 9 freedoms. Mm. In previous episodes, we explored the first 6 major steps on our evolutionary path: bravery, love, service, enlightenment, cosmic consciousness, and ascension. And we talked about why each of these stages matter, and our belief, you know, regardless of our background or, you know, where we're from or our spiritual tradition. And can you tell us a little bit about just a recap on the last 3 freedoms that we went through?
Yes, so enlightenment, cosmic consciousness, and ascension. We covered those. It's really the culmination of the first 3 freedoms, which is bravery, love, and service, which we can incorporate it in our daily life. And we should do that because they are the first 3 steps up on this great journey or road we are all upon. And they will lead into enlightenment, different stages of enlightenment, and then cosmic consciousness when Kundalini is risen up into the crown center or Brahma chakra. From there on, you can enter ascension. And so these are vital steps, very, very advanced steps, the enlightenment, cosmic consciousness, and ascension. Because ascension ultimately is when we can break away from the wheel of rebirth that holds us to this earth. That means that we have learned all the lessons we had to learn on this planet. That's why we are here. It's a wonderful classroom. We are gaining vital experiences. But when we reach ascension, this is our final initiation on earth. We have learned all the lessons we had to learn, and then we can move on to a higher state of being, a higher level of experience beyond this world.
And we have no more karma.
No more karma attached to
Is
this world. We still have karma,
we
yes.
still have
No more karma
karma,
attached to
but
this planet,
yeah,
yes.
to this planet. That's why, you know, because we reincarnate to fulfill that karma again and again and again. It's and the unfulfilled desires of that karma, isn't it? And learning that. So wow, that's just amazing, isn't it?
It is, and it's an ascended body. Once we go through ascension,
Light
some
energy body.
masters choose to stay here, and then with their holy vibrations, with their healing, with the outpouring of their love, and so many other ways, they help to hold the balance or hold the light on this world, which needed so desperately. So we are really dependent on the great masters. Ascended masters that live in different ashrams around the world, and but there are also masters in ascended bodies who move away from Earth to gain further experience on other planets in the solar system.
Yeah, they might not be in the physical body, but they're in the you know astral body in the different multi dimensions, aren't they? And they're here looking after and helping balance the energies. It's amazing. And so before we can enter on in so the last nine freedoms are interplanetary, Saturnian and solar existence. But before we can enter on interplanetary cycle, we have to go through ascension, which isn't just about living through experiences, but actually learning from them. This is amazing. So that's what you said in the beginning, wasn't it? We actually have to learn everything we had to learn, go through the karma in this level, if you want, earth level, the realm that we're in, and then we can raise ourselves up. Yes. Beautiful.
It is very beautiful. This will take many, many lives to achieve. So even if someone either enters cosmic consciousness in this life, or even takes the final step, which is ascension, it won't be a one life of a mantra or meditation or service alone. It will be a culmination of many, many lives. So I think that's a very, very important point. So we are manipulating our karma 24 hours a day, because even in our sleep state, believe it or not, many of your listeners may not realize that we even manipulate our karma when we are asleep, because part of the consciousness is still active. So we are the masters of our own ship. We are the masters of our own destiny. It's up to us how we live our life, what thoughts we have, how we interact with other people, because that will all accumulate either positive or negative karma, and will shape our this life and future lives to come as well.
That's right, that's right. And as I was reading all this and read the you know the last part of the Nine Freedoms, the book, it was astounding because you know that's where Dr. George King is just it's amazing because you know it's what they say in the ancient Vedas, you know, and the ancient Upanishads and the ancient yogic scripts and sutras that the seven heavens or the lokas, if you wish, is where once we die, we pass over the spiritual energy body, the light energy body, goes to these different layers within the multi-dimensional, you know, realms that we are in. And they are, I believe, and this is what I believe what Dr. King's saying is, they are the same as the levels of the planets. Yeah? So as we raise ourselves up through the planets, you go through the astral levels, the causal levels, the higher levels until you get to the absolute, you know, oneness of the spiritual God energy level, which is what the lokas and the seven heavens and the yogis describe.
Yeah, it's very interesting, because when we pass on, when we die, we leave the physical body behind. But our consciousness, our astral bodies continue living on and experiencing. And over time, higher and higher, more we raise our vibration, closer we get to our higher self, our divine self, we'll be drawn to higher levels of existence that exist around this world.
Yes.
And The realms of the masters is level six, and beyond that there is a level seven. We are on level one, which is the physical realm, and there are also levels below this, which sometimes are referred to as hells in some writings. So basically, it's all when we pass on, we go to, we'll be drawn to a vibration of that realm or level or plane, depending on how we live this life on this physical realm. And then experience cycle goes on and on and on until we reach ascension, which is the highest planes.
Yes.
And then even from there, we can move on beyond this earth. So
yeah, that's right. To you know, unbelievable forms of existence, you know, that we cannot even fathom or imagine. So that's beautiful, because the seven heavens that are talked about, or the lokas, are this, you know, the seven planets in our realm, in our solar system. But we don't have to die to wait to do that, because we can actually have enlightenment, yes, and reach, I mean, over many, many lifetimes. But many masters have ascended in their light energy body through these seven heavens, through the lokas, through the multi-dimensions, in while they were alive.
Yes, I mean, definitely. I mean, when we, for example, look at interplanetary existence, masters there, they can move between planets. They're no longer bound to the planet. They are reincarnating on, like we are on Earth. I mean, we should be able to visit other worlds in our bodies with a spacecraft, but we haven't got the technology. And we haven't evolved sufficiently enough to be able to do that. Well, one day we will be able to do it, like on other planets as well.
Yes, and I believe that the ascension process is an inner process. Yeah, it's like the outer process, the physical, can go to other planets, but for the internal ascension process, that is an inward. You go inward into your light energy body to release, yeah, and then you raise your spiritual light energy body upwards, which is into the multidimensional realm, which is through, you know, and out. That's what I feel, you know, to reach these higher realms. It's absolutely, well, it's just fascinating, isn't it?
So it's an inner journey.
It's an inner journey, yeah.
It is an inner journey. It's not an outer journey. It's an inner journey, raising Kundalini up through the chakras into the higher chakra, and eventually go through ascension. And I mean, to put it very, very simply, that's what we are here on Earth.
Cool.
And and that's why we have certain spiritual practices we can do, which will help to raise our vibration, help to unblock certain blockages within us, and allowing a freer flow of Kundalini through us, up through the chakras. So that's why we are here. But I've got a lovely quote, actually, from the book. It says, this is Mars Sector 6. Now, Mars Sector 6, those who are not familiar, it gave the nine freedoms through Dr. King in 1961. And what's interesting is that they were not necessarily given in the order of importance, but there was a certain energy manipulation that took place to avert an earthquake in America. Together, they form a powerful blueprint of spiritual evolution, the nine freedoms. So this is what Mars Sector 6 said. Take the five steps, which is the five freedoms, wait upon the rock of the sixth, so that you might experience ascension and go forward and become interplanetary man.
Wow, beautiful. Yes.
Yes. So it nicely leads us into the seventh freedom, which is interplanetary existence.
Exactly.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list? Then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano, flat white, macchiato.
Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street, you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle magazine on the UKHealthRadio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month.
Let's all put health first.
The station that makes you feel good.
Wow, interplanetary existence. That's a crazy. And how does an ascended master from Earth continue its journey on a higher planet? And the what is the process? So entering life there, because as you said, it's an inward journey. Mm. It's an inward journey into the inner multi-dimensional realms that we cannot see with our physical eyes. And they're not in the physical. They're in higher vibrational, because heaven, what is heaven? Heaven is not an actual place we go to. It is a state. It is a state of consciousness that we raise ourselves into. The same as all of these lokas in the heavens and the different realms, we raise our consciousness, we ascend, which is ascending, rising upwards.
It's absolutely always reaching upwards like a beautiful flame. But it's interesting, on the other planets, they are not born through physical birth as we know it here, but through the life force or the logos of the planet. Through the flame of the planet. And then you have two highly advanced beings, one as a male representing the positive creative force, if you like, and the female representing the negative preservative force. And these two act as guardians to assist this life force, if you like, through this transition. So this life force would enter the life cycle of the planet not as a reborn, but as a fully grown adult that emerges through the flame of the planetary logos. It must be a very beautiful initiation that takes place. And then it is introduced into the life cycle of that planet. And once incarnated, they live in the same body for hundreds of years. Mm. It doesn't age. And after a long time, when it begins to tire or for any other reason, they need to disengage from that body and build a new one. They can do that and rebuild it. And then in a more rejuvenated form, they can continue the experience cycle. And it really shows a level of mastery over life and matter we only begin to can imagine. So it's quite an advanced state of being.
That's right. Yes, in Sri Yukteswar's, who was the teacher of Yogananda, you know, he talks about many of his books, and he came to visit Yogananda when he was in the astral realm, and he was describing it in such ways, because he was such a highly evolved being. He was a master. You know, he'd risen into the astral, which is one of the seventh heavens, you know, one of the planetary ways. And he was just, everything was, it was the similar to Earth, but in such a more beautiful, exquisite way. And the energy, he was in his light energy body, but it's just fascinating, isn't it?
It is. Dr. King had a similar experience when he was in his room. That was in London in the earlier years. And then a master from the East, from India, came through a locked door. And even the floorboards were creaking as he was walking, and gave his teaching, his message. And then he walked through a locked door. And Dr. King, after this master left, Dr. King jumped up. The door was still locked. And when he looked in a corridor, there was no one there. And that master was living in India. So it just shows the capabilities of these masters, earth masters. But can you imagine the capabilities of interplanetary masters from other worlds? It's even greater than that.
Yes, to protect their being, you know, here to help teach and raise our consciousness. It's so beautiful. Selflessness, isn't it? And even for an ascended master, what is it like to begin life on these higher worlds? You know, how are they supported? I mean, it's just never ending, isn't it?
It's never ending. I must say, I'm looking forward to it. to go through that experience, that must be wonderful. But even for them, is they're like stepping into a life cycle of a higher planet. It won't be an instant mastery either, because they'll be there as an inverted commas, as an infant.
Yes.
So
to rise up again in that realm, to learn everything they have to learn in that conditioning of that realm. And then, yeah. And it's really amazing what you said about the flame. It's almost like you go through the divine flame. It's like you burn off the burning off, the phoenix rising up, the burning off of the negativity, the burning off of the last remnants from that last life experience almost.
That's an interesting way of looking at it. Is this must be quite extraordinary to be born through the flame of the planet itself. But they are being helped. So for I mentioned earlier, there's this male and female guide to guide the life stream or the soul through this process. They're not as parents in a physical sense we think of on earth, but more like a spiritual custodian, spiritual mentors. And they help the newly arrival soul to grow into its potential, sometimes for thousands of years, as their understanding deepens about God and creation and the amazing heights of that advanced civilization. So they're continually learning about the environment, continually going within, and they are helped by these two male and female souls or masters, if you like, throughout this process. So then this soul is not left on its own.
Yeah.
You know.
That is so beautiful for the masculine and the feminine, because, you know, Elohim, I believe, you know, in Genesis, is plural. It's a plural word, meaning gods, the feminine and the masculine together. You know, it's so important for us to have that, you know, because the feminine, divine feminine is rising at this time for us to have balance here in this realm. But that's beautiful, because that's the truth in the next realms. They already have that, to have that, you know, balance, because that's what we're all wanting to have that in this time. That's beautiful. I love that.
Yes, exactly. They're much have a much greater balance there, the creative and the preservative male, female energies. It is balancing energies.
Yes.
So, and that's what that, in fact, we refer to them as cosmic masters.
Yeah.
So the beings on the other worlds, we refer them as cosmic masters, as art of reference.
Yes.
And that's what Dr. King has been referring to them as well. Mm. Because we have earth masters and then we have cosmic masters.
Beautiful, yeah. It's like Shakti and Shiva. You can't have one without the other. Yeah. And what determines which planet a master begins their life cycle, and how do they continue the evolution at that level? Is that about the level where what they've learnt and where they are in their evolution?
Yes, I mean, we are given four planets that a master who has ascended from Earth can go to. We're not given the exact chronological order of progression through the planetary classroom, but we are told it's Mars, Neptune, Jupiter, or Pluto. But it also may depend on their abilities and where they are most needed. But even then, at that stage, they can travel between planet to planet, gain more learning, doing more service in different environments. We've been told actually that the Master Jesus had some experience on a planet Pluto, and we know he came from the planet Venus, so at some point. So it's very interesting. So this interchange of learning experience between the planets as well.
Beautiful. And it's, you know, that's what we said this in the last episode about the yogis. They call it their rainbow body, the light energy body, you know, the resurrection. Jesus resurrected into his light energy body. And, you know, they also, it's called the Merkaba, the Merkaba, yeah, in Kabbalah and in other mystical traditions. And, you know, it's the raising of the spiritual energy, light body, that spins, and that is our own mini spacecraft, if you like, that we travel through, you know, we're inwards. It's always an inward journey, as you said before. It's not like we've this beam of light comes down and, you know, lifts us up. It's not in the physical. It's always that inner journey and that Merkaba, that travel, isn't it? That's amazing.
Yes, I mean, even if on this earth, if we achieve or reach a certain stage of advancement, we can project from our body and travel to other planets, like Dr. King did. He describes his experience on Mars and also on Venus.
Wow.
And we got quite a lot of information that he talks about planets in his solar system. There's a lot of information about Mars. There is some information about Jupiter and Venus, and a bit about Saturn as well. Very interesting. So I can share some about that later on, if you like, about life on Mars. It's fascinating because what it does is it's just really showing us what we can achieve on this Earth. We don't have to leave Earth. We can create the conditions on our own planet, similar conditions that are on other planets. It's entirely up to us.
But and it's important to what we're talking of is maybe not so much physicality, physical life. This is multidimensional existence on a higher evolutionary level of ascended masters. That's why when you look for a telescope, you might not see life on that planet with your eyes. It's got to be the inner eye that we actually see, the spiritual way of looking at things, the more, isn't it, the higher dimensional realms. Wow.
Yes, that's why when we, for example, they live on a much higher frequency of vibration on other planets. That's why we can't detect them. Because their advancement goes far, far beyond that we have on this earth. That's why we can't see them. Technology can't yet detect them. And if we did go to Mars, we would still not see the inhabitants there unless they choose to show themselves to us.
Because there's such a high vibration, we don't resonate. You know, only when you're on the same frequency, you know, do you have the eyes to see the truth. Beautiful, wow. And so they're advanced. They're so advanced, aren't they? These civilizations compared to us, both spiritually and technologically. Yeah. And so they help, and tell us a little bit about that, and do they help other races as well?
Yes, I mean, if you just look at Mars, for example, there are millions of lifetimes ahead of us in evolution, both spiritually and scientifically, as you mentioned. Their technology is unimaginable to us. As Dr. King given some information on life on Mars, he said that their machinery can run for something like 50,000 years without maintenance, and it is
Which
powered
it should
by
be.
Exactly. We don't have anything like that. And it's powered by light and it's self-adjusting and self-repairing.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the technicians or scientists can direct a fleet of spacecraft outside of the solar system using thought alone. Mm-hmm. And they could be something like 150 miles deep underground. That's just phenomenal. And some Martian crafts are over 400,000 years old. That's 400,000 years old. And they're made out of organic matter that can regenerate itself if it's damaged.
Yes. And spiritual energy. Yeah, of course.
It's fantastic. Also, there's no political system on other planets.
No.
Or there is no monetary system. So there's no wealth classes. And their whole existence is based on service, where science and spirituality work hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't just use their own advancement for their own benefit. They also help other life streams throughout the galaxy with their technology, with their teachings. We are benefiting from it as well. For example, there is this giant spacecraft that comes into orbit of Earth. We call it Satellite Number 3. And it's manned by extremely advanced technicians. And what they can do is they can take the pranic energy or the universal life forces from the sun and manipulate it through their large crystals aboard the spacecraft. And in that potentized form is made available to humanity. So if anyone is engaged in unselfish action, in healing, meditation, spirit, any spiritual unselfish action, any humanitarian work and so forth, their actions are potentized 3,000 times during every time this large spacecraft is in orbit of Earth. And it comes into orbit on Tuesday midnight, so 4th of November until 10th of December.
Wow.
And you really notice the difference because if you're used to tuning into spiritual energy, you will definitely notice the difference. It's so much more tangible.
Yes.
And your prayers will be more powerful. And you'll be able to also manipulate your karma that much more because we have given this fantastic karmic opportunity. We call these magnetization periods or spiritual push dates when this satellite is in orbit of Earth, which is four times a year. And anyone performing and praying or performing any unselfish action will help them to advance 3,000 times quicker than outside of this period.
Wonderful.
So it really enhances our spiritual work.
Yes. And that was amazing what you said about the crystals, because that's what Atlantis, they had that crystal technology, didn't they? Their technology and ego overtook their spirituality, which was the downfall of that
civilization.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
We
use crystals actually in what we call Operation Prayer Power. That was something Dr. King devised, where we through prayer and mantra, we channel spiritual energy during the 12 blessings. We channel spiritual energy into we call it a spiritual energy battery, which contains crystals and other precious metals, and that stores the spiritual energy. Then he devised another machine where you put this battery on, and that other machine pulls the energy out and sends it out to the world.
Beautiful.
It's so that technology is here.
Yes.
We are using it for the benefit of humanity. And it is fantastic what, you know, wonderful love energy, healing energy can do. And we can prove it for ourselves.
Yes.
We send love through us or healing energy through us, send it out to a loved one, send it out to a world. We can definitely, so tangible, we can definitely feel this outpouring through us. And it helps people. You know, healing has helped millions around the world.
Mm.
It's a real, real thing.
Yeah.
Real energy.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at UKHealthRadio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with a skin comfort formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Love energy, it's love light energy is the most, well, it is the one energy in the world, isn't it? That's all there is. It's the most beautiful energy there is, yeah.
And
these beings, you know, they're ascended masters, they're cosmic masters. They can't come and help humanity. We've got free will, haven't we? Do you think that, you know, I mean, we're all evolving. That's what the whole thing is about, isn't it? God's plan is for us to all evolve and become ascended masters and be all in our energy bodies, you know, for the evolution of the cosmos, if you like. But that's why, you know, we have to learn it for ourselves, and they can't come down. We have to elevate ourselves and learn through our karma. They can't just come in and, you know, go, okay, this is the secret, and, you know, give us all of this high energy and these secrets, because we would just, well, many people would just shoot them. Well, you know, it would be, we're not at that level yet. We're not highly evolved enough, are we?
That's why karmically, you're absolutely right. Karmically, that's why they can't come openly amongst us. That's why they have to work, as it were, behind the scenes in whatever way they possibly can, without overstepping this karmic boundary created by us, purely by us. They would love to be able to come and openly and help humanity get over diseases and so many other ways, and technologically as well. But they can't until we change. We have to change ourselves. And once we can demonstrate that any information or any technology they give to us will be used for not selfish purposes, but for the benefit of others, mm-hmm. they can't come.
Yeah.
We are really limiting ourselves. But there have been great masters over the millennia from other planets as well. Just briefly mention that from these four planets, the next stage is Venus and Uranus. And great masters have come from there as well, like the Master Jesus or Buddha came from Venus, and they came as great teachers, and they also travel throughout the galaxy too. Sometimes they can come openly to give their teaching, to give their guidance to inhabitants of that planet, but sometimes they can't, because, for example, on Earth, as we mentioned, they can't come openly, so they have to be introduced into an incarnatory cycle of that planet, like on Earth, in a more basic body, like a fourth aspect body.
Wow.
And in that limited form, even though only the part of their consciousness, the body contains only the part of the intelligence, they still great beings, great teachers. They really shine brighter than anyone else around them.
That's amazing. No, I was just going to say that's amazing that you said that, because that's what I believe. I believe, you know, the oneness, the heavenly realm where it's oneness, the God realm, the goddess realm, source. That is where we are all, majority of our soul consciousness is there. And we are just a tiny little spark of that soul consciousness, of that oneness, projected, the divine flame projected into this body, into this physical, you know, flesh body. So, but it's only a part of us. That's why we say our higher self is always in the oneness, is always the most knowledgeable. That's part of God, you know, and that little bit of the flame is projected down here to experience this duality.
Yes, absolutely. For example, in talking about the lower aspect body of a cosmic master, like a fourth aspect, it's really a very, very basic one. They also have, if we, for example, look at Mars, they have their highest part of their consciousness in their primary aspect, which is on like on the etheric realms of their planet, and with its twin soul. So you, again, you have this opposite balancing counterpart, but they are existing in a state of spiritual union and harmony. But then they also have another pair which exists in their physical body, like a secondary aspect. Again, it's a twin soul living physical bodies beneath the surface of the planet, in that case Mars. But they also have another body. It's called aspect number three, which is their traveling body. So, for example, if a cosmic master wanted to visit Earth in a spacecraft, let's say, they would have been coming in a third aspect body. But then if that intelligence has to be introduced into a life cycle of a planet like Earth for one incarnation or possibly two, depending on their mission, this would be coming in a fourth aspect body. And what's interesting about that is that the fourth aspect master may not initially be aware of their higher aspects.
So they might not know.
They may not know. They may not even know. But can you imagine how different they must feel from everybody else? They don't know why, but they will know, I just don't fit in somehow. Why am I so different?
And then they become, you know, Buddha and Jesus. They become the master. It's amazing.
And obviously, over time, the realization will dawn and the time is right for them. But they have to go through certain experiences, even on this earth. They're not attached to, for example, Buddha or Jesus. They were not attached to this world karmically in any way whatsoever. They didn't have to be here. They chose to be here.
To help
you. They don't have karma attached to this planet. They still have their own karma, but not attached to this world. So it's very interesting. It's a voluntary mission.
So, they were not in samsara. They were not in the wheel of life, birth.
No.
They chose, because they were such an ascended master, they chose to come here and share and give their knowledge and divine wisdom to humanity. Amazing.
Yes, absolutely. And from there on, they can even travel, mentioned the four planets, and then from there on, the higher planets were Venus and Uranus, and even further experiencing many, many lives, then they go into even a higher state, which is the Saturnian existence. That's really Saturn being the most advanced planet in the solar system. That's the highest level that they can then reach on the planetary level.
Yes. So that's almost like the true oneness, the God realm of existence in the higher realms.
Yes, and also once they're on Saturn, they go through various profound initiations, and even at that level, the intelligence is no longer male or female, it's both. It becomes like a threefold being, male positive creative, female negative preservative, and the perfect balance between these two. So now it's this is now a one intelligence. It's a threefold being or intelligence. And then just like on other worlds, then it is born as a fully formed adult through the logos of Saturn.
Wow.
It's through the flame of Saturn.
That's just incredible.
But then advancement, this is still not it. Their advancement even continues because there is another level, another cycle they go through, which is a primary life cycle. This was a secondary life cycle. It's all already way, way beyond their comprehension. But then it enters the primary life cycle and gradually amalgamates with another evolved life stream. And it's vibrating at almost the same frequency, so that now the threefold being becomes a sixfold intelligence, one intelligence. And it's just like you have here the advancement. It never stops. And after thousands of years on Saturn, in service, in teaching, on other planets as well, because they don't just stay on Saturn, they visit other planets as well, like Venus and so forth, mm-hmm. to give their beautiful presence, the teaching and guidance. They prepare for an even greater initiation, and it leaves the solar system and enters a very deep state of meditation lasting 125,000 years.
Wow.
Our Earth years. And this is really a meditation beyond samadhi, beyond anything we know on this Earth.
Mm.
And then it goes through other initiations as well. So it's just this, the freedoms are really giving us the glimpse, especially the latter ones, what
into
we are, what we will be, what we'll be going, you know, as far as the nine freedoms are concerned, the beautiful solar lords. If we look at the sun next time, let's just imagine it as a living bowl of life itself, and on that sun there are great beings, solar lords, who are radiating their energies. So when we feel the energy of the sun on us, let's think of these beautiful solar lords and just offer a little thankfulness and gratefulness to these solar lords, because they're just sacrificing so much for the benefit of us and anyone in the solar system. And it's a very beautiful thought, I think, and also to be grateful to the sun, to the earth, to other great masters who help us, the silent workers, the great ascended masters on this earth. We can't see them, they work behind the scenes, but if we wanted to, if we tune in, we can tune into their holy radiations, to their love.
Wow, honestly, Noemi, this one really blew me away. It's really beautiful. It was just so fantastic. And I just really want to thank you for giving us such an in-depth, beautiful, you know, words and the wisdom of the nine freedoms, and explaining it in such a beautiful way and giving us the lovely meditations at the end. So thank you. And where can we read the Nine Freedoms? And please tell us, you know, where we can study it and come to the Aetherius Society.
Yes, so you could get it on Amazon. It's the Nine Freedoms. Or you could get it from our website, aetherius.org, aetherius.org. You can get it from my webpage, which is Noemi, Noemi, Bates.com. And you'll find loads of activities on the Theatre Society's website. You can join in our in-house activities or online activities. I'm leading a pilgrimage to a holy mountain in Cornwall, Devon, which you'll find information on that on our webpage. And that's on the 23rd of November. Everyone is welcome. We're going to radiate this love energy and tuning into the mountain, which has very special energies in them, sacred energies in the mountain. And so it's going to be a wonderful thing to do, to send our love and light and healing to the world, which needs it so desperately. And there are so many other activities that people can join in with, and you can get the book from there as well. So
lovely, absolutely wonderful. So, Noemi, thank you so, so much for all of your divine wisdom on the nine freedoms. It's just been astonishing and profound. Thank you for being back on the Great Awakening Show.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me back, and God bless you and everyone else.